White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 6, 1902. Dear son Edson, I have counsel for you from the Lord. I have been praying for you at the family altar and during the night season. I have been asking our Heavenly Father to adjust matters to His own name's glory. In the night hours, I have walked the floor of my room, my prayers ascending to God, that He might guide and control everyone connected with the work at Nashville. God says, if those who have allowed a wrong spirit to control them will come to me in repentance and will confess their sins, I will hear their prayers and will pardon them. But if they do not come to me, if they consult human agencies and allow themselves to be leavened with the leaven of human malice and evil surmisings, they will surely be separated from my work. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, not a yoke manufactured by human power. Stand free in meekness and humility and lowliness. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. This is the experience that God desires everyone to obtain. In your work, you will, through humble prayer, gain strength from above. You can, in faith, commit your case to the Lord, for He cares for you and will judge in truth and righteousness. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer, that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me, and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand, them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Psalm 17, verse 1 to 8. Do not censure the words or the attitude of your fellow workers. Silence is your eloquence. For there are men who stand ready to misconstrue, misinterpret, and falsify. Unless the hearts of these men undergo a thorough transformation, they cannot be worked by the Holy Spirit. God has opened to me plainly the deep workings of human agencies. Sincerity and uprightness of heart, with fervent prayer, are essential to acceptance with God. He knows every chapter, every letter, from the beginning to the end, in the experience of every soul. He searches the hearts and tries the reins of the children of men. Those who are accepted by Him must worship Him in spirit and truth, and in the beauty of holiness. My son, confidence in God is the great means of success. Believe in Christ. Live in Him. Jesus is mighty. He will give you power to resist satanic agencies. Walk humbly with God. Commune with Him, and have no angry words with men. Confidence in God is your safety. This is the grand means of security, and if you trust in Him, He will keep that which is committed to Him, and you will be carried in safety through every trial. The Lord will not leave you to the mercy of those who report evil. Give no one occasion to misinterpret you. Treat everyone kindly and respectfully, but be careful in your speech. You have been appointed by God to do His work. Keep your mind pure and clear, undefiled by any of the working of evildoers. Stand in the strength of the Lord God of Israel. Stand fast, ever wearing the yoke of Christ, ever learning of Him His meekness and lowliness. Let not the work of the enemy discourage you. It will hinder. It hindered us in Kurenbong. There are those connected with the cause of God today who are not inspired by God. But you cannot help that. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, and Christ will be your shield and your salvation. Many things will be said and done that are the outworking of unconsecrated, evil hearts. Men will utter falsehoods. They will think and speak evil. But God will not permit them to bring their evil counsels to pass. I have a word for you. Go forward in preparing books. Do the work that you are planning to do with patriarchs and prophets. Give it to the world illustrated. But do not try to deal with men who are not making God their leader. Go forward. God's time to vindicate all righteousness will come. If you make mistakes, acknowledge them. But you are not to admit as an error that which is not an error. God wants His servants to make straight paths for their feet. Cultivate mercy and compassion for those whose perceptions are clouded, and whose work, therefore, is of a character that God cannot endorse. Go straight forward, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. While you are worked by Him, you can say with assurance, "All His judgments were before me, and I did not put away His statutes from me. I was also upright before Him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in His eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength, and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slide. Psalm 18, verse 22 to 33, 35, 36. This will be the experience of those who wear Christ's yoke and learn His meekness and lowliness. This is your safety. Lean not on the arm of flesh, for if you do, you will certainly fail to fulfill the commission which God has given you, a commission that He has not withdrawn. Do not allow what men say to lead you to misrepresent your leader. Do not trust in man. God says, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Isaiah 27, verse 5.